Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. The new film, Aviva, takes a classic love story and runs it through a kaleidoscope. The premise is familiar. Through emails and phone calls, an American man named Eden falls in love with a woman who lives in France called Aviva. Aviva comes to America to be with Eden and finds that their in-person relationship is not as ideal as their remote romance. And here's where it gets mixed up and refracted and switched up over and over. The characters of Eden and Aviva are each played by two actors, one male and one female. Sometimes male Eden and female Aviva are together. Sometimes it's female Eden and male Aviva, or the two men, or the two women. Occasionally, it's all four of them at once as Eden and Aviva argue with one another and with their conflicting parts within themselves. Also, quite a bit of the story is told through dance. Many of the scenes are really elaborate and exhilarating dance sequences choreographed by Bobby Jean Smith, who also acts in the film. In fact, all of the characters in the movie are played by dancers. Aviva is a beautiful collage of dance, romance, sex, gender exploration, and love. You can rent the film now on row8.com. Aviva is also available in virtual theatrical release from Outside Pictures, and you can head to the Outsider Pictures website to find out more about that. I'm joined now by Boaz Yakin, who wrote, directed, and produced the film. Hi, Boaz.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Of course. Also joining us, acclaimed dancer and choreographer Bobby Jean Smith, who produced and starred as the female part of the American fellow named Eden. Hi, Bobby Jean.
Hi, great to be here.
So, Boaz, for people who are thinking, I think I know this man's name, you directed Remember the Titans, which was a huge hit, one of those big-budget, big-hearted sports films produced by Jerry Bruckheimer, who makes, like, Top Gun, Black Hawk Down. But this recent IndieWire article put it, Boaz Yakin escaped Hollywood and made his most personal movie in 30 years. So what was the moment in your career when you realized, I don't think I'm going to go the big commercial route anymore. I want something different.
Well, you know, I've been juggling the two for my whole career, really. I think it's just that people know some of the bigger ones more. But, you know, my first film was called Fresh, which was in like 93. And it was a small film about an African-American kid playing chess and dealing with all sorts of problems. And I've made both indies and studio movies because, you know, you've got to keep a roof over your head. it's interesting because my real love and passion is always lied in doing more interesting and more kind of independent work, but you keep your hand in by doing the other stuff too. So I've tried to balance them.
So the foundation of this film really is a love story. Did you always want to create a movie which sort of subverted that classic tradition?
Well, I wanted to make a movie about the struggle with the duality within the self, the mm-hmm. masculine and feminine within the self, which, you know, I think applies to any person in any kind of relationship, whether it's a straight relationship, a homosexual relationship, transgender, whatever. We all have duality and masculinity and femininity within us. And so I found that my own problems with or struggles with balancing that in myself always led to problems with the other person. And that what I thought was a problem with the other person was actually a problem I was having in myself. And unless we become in balance with ourselves, unless we appreciate and respect both aspects in our own duality, it's impossible to have successful relationships externally. And that's the struggle that I wanted to portray in the movie.
Bobby Jean, what excited you about the script when you read it?
So many things. I was very moved by the story of Aviva and Eden, and kind of it felt like a story that felt familiar to me and to many people, something that we could connect to. And of course, I was very excited and interested in how Boaz envisioned the dance inside of the film. And I hadn't read something like that where a dance was such an integral part of the storytelling.
And Boaz, when did you realize you were going to have dance? And I'm going to try to describe it for people, and I think this is a good way for people to understand it. It reminded me of a movie musical in a way that when characters would sing a heartfelt song to tell you about what they were thinking and about how they're feeling. The dance breaks and sequences were that for me as a viewer. Did you always know it was going to be dance?
It's interesting. I had been wanting to do this film where a man and a woman both played the lead characters. And, you know, sometimes you need to find a way in. And I was talking to an old friend, Louis Venosta, who wrote The Last Dragon a million years ago. And he used to be a dancer. And when I was telling him about wanting to make a dance film, but also having this other idea, he was like, why don't you make that the dance movie? And, you know, sometimes just something like that opens a door in your mind. And it gave me a license to do and try anything and everything to get this idea across. So the movie is like, every idea is thrown up against the wall, right? Like it breaks the fourth wall. People are talking to the camera. You see camera equipment in the film. You see multiple actors playing the same person. Sometimes they're dancing. Sometimes they're acting. It was understanding that I could make it a dance movie that just opened the doors and let me explore it like the way we did.
So yeah, let's let people hear the opening of the film. This is Bobby Jean starting off the film this way.
I'm an actress. I mean, I'm acting right now. I'm acting in this because given all the dancing that's going to be happening, we thought it'd be more viable for the dancers to pull off the acting required than vice versa. And the part I'll be playing, or playing a part of, is also, for purposes of identification, a man.
That's from Aviva. So Bobby Jean, when you started to think about this part, what is the thing that is similar about dance and acting, and that what is something that is just completely different?
I think something that's similar is the connection to listening to your inner voice and your impulses and connecting to, you know, the emotion that comes from deep within and trying to express that. And that goes, I feel, for me, it's the same as when I dance than when I act. It feels like I'm accessing a deep part of myself. Mm-hmm. It just comes out in different ways. And the difference is, for me, one is using my voice. A lot of times, you know, when we're dancing, we're actually asked to be quiet. And that's something new for me, at least, is to access that part of me. And also playing, you know, a lot of times when we're dancing, it's for a live audience. So the energy needs to go much further to arrive to the audience. And in film, you get to play a lot with volume. You know, the camera can catch more details in 1 second and can be much more intimate than maybe a live performance could feel. So that's very interesting for me.
My guests are Bobby Jean Smith and Boaz Yakin. We're talking about their new film, Aviva. So, Boaz, what was exciting to you about working with a cast of dancers?
Well, I think their rawness and their willingness to try anything and everything. You know, I think that actors, especially experienced actors or actors who have a stake in their career, and so they get into certain habits and they also are not necessarily willing to try certain things. And I think that with this, because we were working, you know, the film is very, very explicit sexually, and there's a lot of nudity, and it really required people who were willing to expose themselves emotionally completely and physically. And like the dancers that I worked with, who were good actors ultimately, were just, they didn't have the same type of self, judgment or anything like that. And they were really willing to go places that I think actors wouldn't have been willing to go to. Plus, they can move in the way untrained actors can't. So there is a rawness to the movie of young actors that haven't really done a ton of it before, but are willing to throw themselves into anything. And I really enjoy that aspect of the film, the kind of rawness and the naked truth of it.
When you were directing, at some point in the film, there are the four different actors playing the two different sides of the two different people. Okay, that's the math.
Right.
So, as you're trying to direct that scene, what was challenging about that?
Well, you know, we didn't do, unlike a lot of films where you like sort of plan everything in advance and shot, I really wanted this film to have a very organic and flowing feeling for me, even just as an experience. So I would just get to the scenes on the day and figure out how to shoot them at that moment. So it was challenging trying to figure out how to make sure that everyone and every character was honored without a ton of planning and just letting everyone kind of spontaneously figure things out. But what made it easier was that we all agreed that each version of the character was going to sort of approach it without trying to be like the other half of the person, like just be honestly who they were and have both sides of the person feel different or similar based on the scene. So the actors were really free to express themselves emotionally without worrying about how they were coming off as that character, if that makes sense. So that's what made it easier. What made it hard was just the fact that we were doing things so spontaneously and so quickly.
Bobby Jean, how did you approach playing the female half of a male-identified character?
Hello?
I feel that what helped me was that I can recognize the masculine sides of me and the feminine sides of me, especially when in context of how Boaz was representing it. And I feel those ways, those different sides of me, especially when I dance, even, you know, just the duality, like the strength and the vulnerability, or the weakness and the strength. I just said that, sorry. But, you know, and trying to access, trying to counter my male Eden. So if my male Eden felt the one way about a specific thing, I would try to see the other side of it. Or maybe at sometimes being the annoying voice in his head, who is she, you know, what is the female side that he doesn't want to necessarily expose? Does he keep her behind doors? Is she the one who's always dancing when he doesn't want her to dance? Or just these different ways, kind of also connecting it to the parts of me maybe that I don't want to expose.
So, Boss, what
you know,
did you...
One of the things that I think is important for people to understand is that we approach this like, you know how sometimes they'll do a film where you'll have, like in Fight Club or whatever, where a second character is a figment of the one person's imagination. We didn't approach Aviva like that. We approached it just like a very theatrical concept, like two people playing one person. And if they're both in the scene, other people in the scene will react to both of them like it's two people. It's not like one of them is a figment of the imagination of the other. So that even if Eden is nominally a man, he's equally represented by Bobby, like they're both his character in the movie.
I just realized it's when you said Bobby, I was like, oh wow, and interesting, she's got sort of a traditionally masculine first name. That must have made things kind of interesting. Bobby and Jean could go either way.
Exactly.
Boaz, what was something that you know, you write the script, you direct it, you think you understand it, you're in the nooks and crannies of it, but what was something about gender that you learned through the process of making this film, or as you watched your actors create their roles? Or it's just sort of like, some of those moments like, wow, okay, that's interesting.
Well, I think the fact that once people were sort of free to play quote-unquote one side of a person, that it was interesting how fluid that type of energy is. Like, a lot of things that we associate as masculine aren't necessarily masculine. A lot of things that we associate as feminine aren't necessarily strong, you know. So the fluidity of it all really came out. And in fact, working on it helped me to understand, because it does represent in many ways a struggle or a conflict that I've always experienced internally. It really, through going through the process, even though I had written it into the script, it really made me understand that only by reconciling your duality within yourself can you be a more comfortable person in moving on and appreciating other people, you know? And I do think that the reason so many people are, you know, like prejudiced and have trouble with other people or have strong reactions is because obviously it's because they're not at peace with their own duality and their own comfort zone. And the minute you become more comfortable with your own duality, however you choose to express it in relationships, you become comfortable with everybody else and everybody else's duality. And working in this movie helped me to become so much more comfortable with my own self, with my own duality, and with all the other people I was working with. It was a really warming up process.
My guests are director, writer, and producer Boaz Yochin and Bobby Jean Smith, choreographer and producer, as well as one of the stars of the film Aviva. I do have to ask you about the choreography, Bobby, before we finish up. I mean, it's so beautiful and fun and sometimes disturbing and all of those things. And when you've spoken about your work before choreographing, you said that you're amplifying everyday movements quite often. What is interesting about turning those movements into dance, and why, and how did you apply that to this story?
Well, actually, the other day I was thinking about it, and I said, how can you look at anything that's alive and not see movement? And for me, that's dance, like the movement of every day, and then kind of trying to play with the volume of it and take it more into an extreme way, or you know, kind of distilling it down to one specific gesture. For me, that's just as much of a dance than it is with like lifting your leg high or doing some big turns or and so it was important for me that the dances would come out of these everyday gestures that the characters were doing, so it wouldn't feel all of a sudden that we leave behind anything when we do a dance. Actually, we're just continuing in a different kind of on a different volume, so that the dances don't come across as like, now here's a break and here's a dance number, or let me do a dance and sing to, or you know, or as just entertainment or a music video feel. And so you know, really letting the story evolve more through the dance. And each kind of section had its own process to it and had its own way of becoming. And it was a trip.
Boaz, how long did it take to make this film?
Well, I wrote it fairly quickly. We had to prepare it a little too quickly because of Bobby's schedule. So it was amazing what she managed to pull off with the amount of prep that we had. But we managed to do a lot for very little. I'd say we shot it for a couple of months. We went to Paris for 8 days and we shot all on zero budget. But it was about a year, you know, between writing it and shooting and editing, about, you know, of course, about a year of my life.
So when you have zero budget, how does that help you creatively? What is that special? What does that make you do?
Well, it makes you free. I mean, you need enough to make your movie, obviously. But I was making this movie. I mean, I literally funded it myself with money I had made from a movie I made in 2004 called Uptown Girls. And I got a check for that movie like 15 years later. And I was like, oh my God, I get to make my movie now. and so you're totally free. There's no one worrying about how it's going to perform or is everyone going to get it. It's just me and Bobby and our collaborators going, what's the most interesting thing we can do today? So on the one hand, you're limited because of certain things that you can or can't shoot, maybe, but it frees you up so much creatively.
Of course. The name of the film I do have to wrap up. I love that answer. Let's leave it there. The name of the film is Aviva. Boaz Yochin and Bobby Jean Smith, thanks to both of you for taking time to be with us today.
No, thanks
Thank
for
you.
Having us.
This is All of It on WNYC.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.